You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
Don't you want to be a good Christian? You know what? That's redundant to say. You wouldn't be here on Sunday morning. You're either lost and you need to get saved, but you're looking for something. And if you're saved, you want to be a good Christian. But I'm reminded of that song, Prone to Wander. Lord, I feel it. You know, I battle in my life every day the world. I battle every day the flesh. I battle every day the devil. The world, the flesh, the devil. God's word says that's going to be the battle of my life. And all three battle me. My flesh is so weak. I want to rest or sleep, or I want to do this, I want to do that. But God has different plans for my life. And I want to be a good Christian. I want to be a good pastor. All those things. But you know, today I'm coming to you on this behalf. Lapses in the Christian life. Don't you find that you have a lapse? Don't you find that you have to say, Lord, I'm sorry, I blew it again? I do it every day of my life. Sometimes I think, Lord, and I've never done anything to disqualify myself from being your pastor, never touched a dime of the money, not another woman or anything of that nature. But I think, Lord, these people deserve a true man of God. And I know that's probably myself battling myself. But I have such a battle with me. And I find myself praying every day, God, forgive me for that, or forgive me for this, or the devil's fighting me on this right now. And we all lapse in the Christian life. This is a passage of a man lapsing into sin and unbelief. Look what the Bible says in the book of Matthew chapter 14. And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into the ship. He sent them away. He said, go over to the other side. And he went up to the mountain to pray. But in the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed in the waves. Verse 24, it was contrary. The fourth watch of the night, about 9 o'clock at night. That ship, the waves began to, Euroclodagon, it would come up and it would begin to beat against it. And they saw Jesus, can you imagine seeing somebody walking on the sea? They saw Jesus walking on the sea, verse 26. They were troubled. I'd be troubled too. I saw a man walking on the sea. And Jesus said, be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. Don't be afraid. I love Peter was always a man of godliness and action. I love what Peter said. He answered, said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come on the water. And he said, come. And when Peter came down off the ship, he walked on the sea. What a man of God. No other disciple walked on the sea. 11 on the side and one walking on the sea. I love Peter. Peter, a great man of faith. Peter, a great man of courage. Peter, a great man of doing things for God. And Peter said, Lord, let me walk. Haven't you felt that in your life? I felt some days where the touch of God was so powerful in my life. I thought, Lord, we sing, and he walks with me. I said, Lord, I've been walking with you today. I've been talking to you. I just feel like you're so close. I could reach over to the seat over here that's empty in my car and touch you. I feel like I'm walking with you, and it's great. It is great. I remember Mike Ray, he started a church in New Orleans today, and I thank God for that. He still pastors here in Napa. But I remember Mike Ray is one of the greatest soul winners I've ever met. He wins souls every day. But several years ago, I prayed specifically to win some men to Christ. And on that day, it was a Saturday, I was out all day visiting, and I ran across a man in his 60s. And he knew me and I knew him, and I went in his house and I won him to Christ. I went into another house and a man in his 60s, I won him to Christ, two in one day. I'm excited. I went to another house and a man in his 60s, maybe early 70s, I won him to Christ. It was three in one day. That had never happened in my life. And I went to the last house, Mr. Jack. His last name was Jack. Brent was part of our youth group 50 years ago here. It was his grandpa. He lived over here near Rowena Court, just one court over. Mr. Jack was always against the gospel. He was against me, but I'd go all the time and visit him. Now he's in his bed and he's dying. And he's just a rough old cob, just a rough old guy. And I got to the door and the nurse said, "Sir, you can't see him." And I opened the screen door and I walked past her and she said, "I'm telling you, you can't see him." And I said, "I've got to see him. He's almost on the brink of eternity. I've got to see him." She goes, "You can't see him." And he whispered out, "Let him come in." I'll never forget walking into that room. He had his gun holster and his gun on the end of his bed on a post. That's the kind of guy. He was, I think, a Texan. He was that kind of guy. Anybody from Texas here? A lot of people from Texas. Strange crowd of people, these people from Texas. Right, Brother Sousley? Amen, right. Your wife's from Texas. And I talked to him, and I'm so burnt. He rejected. So hard. I got down on my knees next to him and I held his hand. I said, "Mr. Jack, you've got to trust Christ today. I've explained salvation over. I'm going to do it again." He goes, "Pastor, you don't have to do it again. I know how to be saved." That was soul number four. Four men in one day. I've never had that happen since. I'm ashamed to tell you that. Brother Mike Ray's had probably 10 and 20 in a day, but that was my only time I've had four. I felt the touch of God on my life all day. I've pastored this church for 50 plus years now. There are times I just feel the touch of God. I must say today, maybe I'm not preaching well, but I sense the touch of God here today. I just sense it with the choir. I looked at that great choir. I prayed this week that the choir would be filled. They didn't have enough chairs, especially on this side. Over here, maybe all the chairs were taken, but it just packed. I feel like God's been speaking to our hearts today. Brother Kahan's singing, and Danielle's singing, and the trio's singing, and Brother Ringer's singing. Every song is ministered to my heart. I feel the touch of God, and I want that in my life every day. Every single day I want to know that he walks with me and he talks with me. But look what the Bible says. Not only did he was a great man of faith. Look what the Bible says in verse number 30, please. "And when he saw, there's the key, the wind, boisterous. He was, what's the word? Afraid, began to sink and cried, 'Lord, save me.'" You know, with your great faith, and you're looking at a man, your pastor, "I have great faith. I do. I know that's one of the gifts God gave me. I have great faith. I believe God can do anything. That corner building over there, we can't afford it, but God, I'm praying God can give us that corner. We need that corner building. We have to have it. I don't know how he's going to do it. I just have great faith to believe it. I have great faith in this church. I have great faith in our God." But with great faith, at times can come great fear. Wherever your strength is, that's where the devil will tempt you and try you. Your strength is maybe your family. That's where the devil's going to test you. Your strength maybe is your marriage. That's where the devil's going to tempt you and try you. Your faith is in a great singing or all these things. That's where the devil's going to test you. He always does. And when Peter saw the wind, he became afraid. Yes, you're looking at a man with great faith. But at times I have great fear. I don't tell you about it. Brother Whitlow, I would never tell anybody about it. I walk with God and I say, "Lord, I'm so afraid right now. I'm just so fearful. I'm so nervous. God help me. Have you ever been there? And maybe you're there today. Maybe you're beginning to doubt the things of God, doubt salvation, doubt the Bible, doubt the male and female. That's God's plan for every single creature on planet Earth. Male and female get married and bear children. That's God's plan. Not male and male and female. That's not God's plan. But God's plan, and we get so weak and we begin to doubt and we fall into fear. And that's what Peter did. He showed walking on the water great faith. He showed great fear. And began to become afraid. Look what the Bible says. His great failure. Oh, his great faith and his great fear, but his great failure. Verse 30, and when he saw the wind boisterous, he's afraid and began to sink. He cried, Lord, save me. He had to cry out to God. I don't know what your situation is in life. I don't know where you're at today financially. We have so many people in this church right now. So many of you are fearing deportation. I don't know how God's going to do it. I don't know how God's going to keep you here. But so many of you, you're good people. You're hard workers. You can't fret about it. You can't stew at night. You can't. I can't sleep. You got to give it over to God. You just got to give it over to God. Be not dismayed. Whatever betide, God will take care of you. Beneath his wings of love abide. God will take care. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care. God takes care of everything. And Peter had to cry out with this failure, Lord, save me. Maybe that's where you're at today. Lord, just save me. Help me. I'm so weak. I'm so frail. There's a fourth thing I see here. We'll close out. I want you to see it with me. He had great faith again. Verse 31, and immediately he stretched forth his hand and caught him and said, Oh, thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. When he cried out, God, I'm fearful, help me, save me, he had great faith again. You know, Peter's an interesting guy. Peter's the disciple that was Mr. Impetuous. Peter was the guy that took a sword out and they came to arrest Jesus. He lopped that ear off of that man. Just cut it off. I like Peter. There's a few ears I'd like to cut off once in a while too, but he cut them off. You know, Peter was the one that said, Lord, I'll never deny you. And Jesus said, before the crow crocks three times today, you'll deny me. And sure enough, by the way, you can fault Peter for denying the Lord. He even began to swear. I don't know him. He swore, the Bible said. But in the book of Acts, the first chapter, he's the guy that's preaching at Pentecost and 3,000 got saved. Yeah, Peter was like a lot of you and like me. Impetuous. Just let's make a decision right now. And God says, I want you to slow down. I'm gonna lop that guy's ear off. No, slow down. You don't need to, Jesus heal him. Yeah, you don't need to do that. I wonder where you're at today. I think of your life. All the aspects of your life. You know the thing what Jesus did? He brought him aboard the ship. And the wind ceased and there was safety. You're going to have to find a place of safety. I would dare say, bus kids, I'm so grateful you're up there tonight. But I dare say that most of you have a safe home. They're doing a crazy thing now. I have to go to the hospital once in a while, a doctor once in a while. I go to the doctor, and the first question they ask after they weigh you, I don't think they should ever weigh you again, but they weigh you. And they say, do you feel safe? I said, excuse me? Do you feel safe at home? I said, of course not, I'm married. Do you feel safe? You know, now you can't even joke with them about that. I mean, you can't even joke with them about it. I did one time, and she said, well, what's going on? And I said, nothing's going on. I've been married to this woman 53 years. I've learned to obey years ago. Yes, ma'am, I was wrong. Yep. Say that, fellas. I was wrong. Say it, fellas. See, you won't say it, will you? You're all wrong. We're always wrong. We're always wrong, fellas. Ladies are always right. Where's that amen coming from? You big sissy. You know, are you safe? Am I safe? They ask, are you safe? Then somebody else comes, do you feel safe? I thought, why are you asking this? I feel safe. By the way, if you're in a home, you don't feel safe, you need to report it. Let me just throw that in. But make sure you're reporting something that's true. Your home should be a place of safety. I love our home. It used to ring with the laughters of Tiffany, Timothy, Tabitha, all are in the ministry now, all married, all their kids are, we've got a great grandbaby coming any day now. It's wonderful. Now it's just my wife and I. We never argue. She stays upstairs, I stay downstairs. When she's coming down, I'm going up, and she's coming down. It works out fine. You know, I'm glad I pull in that driveway. I'm just so thankful for my home. Just the two of us. But it's such a safe haven. Such a very wonderful place to live. Brother Caleb, we'll play your CD oftentimes during dinner and other times. Oh, it's so beautiful. Just beautiful music. We take a ride almost every night together. Could be 5 minutes, could be 15. The other night it was about 45 minutes. We just rode around. That's what old people do. You don't do that yet, do you, Brother Flood? No, he doesn't. But he will. My home's a safe place. Is yours? You dads, make it safe. Talk to your children. Talk to your wife. Love your wife. Love your kids. Next Sunday is Mother's Day. Make it very special with your children for their mama. And you know another safe place, and I'll close, is the New Testament local church. Amen. This is a safe place. Oh, we have sinners come in, and sometimes people do wrong, and we have to deal with it. But it's a safe place. I think of all that army of Sunday school teachers. Amen. Wonderful teachers, just hundreds of you that teach the Word of God every single Sunday and stand. And Brother Reimers has walked around in the past, and other people have, and said, you'd be so proud of our teachers. They're teaching the Word of God. Amen. I thank God that those bus workers provide a safe bus ride, 29 routes, driving all over the Silicon Valley, picking up boys and girls. I met a man over here today. He said, I rode 20 years ago the bus. I'm so glad he's in church today. That happens every Sunday. Hey, is there a lapse in your Christianity? Are you lapsing today? Are you saying words you should not say? Are you gossiping? Are you living for God? Are you drinking? Are you doing drugs? What's the lapse? Look, You could do all those things and still be saved. But you're not right with God. God wants all of us to be right with Him. Let's bow for prayer, shall we? Father, I love these people. They know I love them. They're so incredible to pastor a church like this. God, we all have lapses. I know men in this church and women are trying to get off weed. I know men and women trying to get off alcohol in this church right now. It's a battle for them. Lord, they're like Peter. They do well, and then they falter. God, give them great victory today. May this be the last day they've ever used any drugs or any drink. We got other folks who are battling things today. Our heads are bowed. No one looking, just between you and me. See, Pastor, I'm battling something in my Christian life. I'm not saying I'm coming forward. I'm just saying I need prayer. Would you slip your hand up? I need prayer. Would you lift it up? Keep them up. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Everywhere. Thank you. Every section of the auditorium. Thank you. May put them down. Everybody. We all have lapses, don't we? If you're not saved, you've got to come forward and let a man show a man how to be saved. And a lady show us a lady how to be saved, that you can have your name written in the book of life. Brian Healy, one of our graduates of our Christian school, 49 years of age, passed away this week. Just so suddenly, massive heart attack. Handsome, thin young man, just as handsome as could be. You don't have assurance of tomorrow. Our nephew passed away, Dell Computer, he worked at. He went to appointment in Texas and got out of it and just passed away in his 30s. Massive heart attack. You don't know about tomorrow. Let's stand together, shall we? As we stand together, this altar is open. Let's use it today. Come and just pray. Pour your heart out before God. The pianist plays. Keep coming.
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.